about the meeting. Here's the situation. Those leaders.
Albert Gore just called me. Oh, you mean on the.
I was talking about on the recess situation.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay. You heard about the other committee. They broke up and didn't act.
Well.
And they think they ought to recess and adjourn. And my guess is now that the thing we ought to do is just not oppose them, take no position, let them go on adjourn. Because we can call them back if we want to, and we'll take a look at it after election.
All right, sir. Let me say that we're going to be forced to something, because I'm sure that when those two appropriations bills are adopted this afternoon, there'll be a motion to adjourn. Now, I've counted this house pretty good on what's in town. We could prevail on a recess only if we could stall it the first of next week. And we could stall it. And we could stall it only on the basis of the Senate refusing to concur in adjournment, which we doubt could be done.
No, Mansfield going the way he wants to, and any way they want to go. I would tell them that we would much prefer a recess. That's what we think, and we don't want to get in the papers on it. We don't want to tell them what to do. We think the good of the party would indicate that. And then make them get Paddock to agree to go everything else that they can. And is there any chance in the world we can pass Appalachia this week?
No, sir. I think I cannot promise you that we could get the votes, and as I count it, we don't have it. Now, I should also tell you this with respect to Appalachia. This $800,000 that you sent up to the Senate was incorporated in the Senate. The conference was considering it this morning. I brought this up to the leadership, got Mr. Mahon on the phone. He said that they were at the point of deleting it. And the reason that we had Deschler there at the time, Deschler said that in that this had to carry the language that it would be effective only upon enactment of authorization, that there would be no, that it would be subject to a separate vote, now, which would mean that we'd be confronted in effect with an Appalachia vote today. And with concurrence with the Speaker, I told Mr. Mahon he'd better cut it out. And the Speaker also talked with Walter Jenkins, who agreed. I just think that there'd be nothing gained by carrying it, and we'd have an unhelpful showdown if we lost, which we
would. Well, what I would do, I'd just call and tell him we got in the bill, but we haven't got the Republican votes, and see if he can do anything with Halleck. I'd call Governor Scranton. Let's call now and just say the President told me he talked to you the day before yesterday, and you're going to check into it, and that he's got the money in to start the commission already. It's in the conference. And we could, if Halleck and them would cooperate and support us, well, we could set up a commission today, and is anything you and Rhodes can do about it?
All right, sir, except I got my time problem on that conference, which may have arisen by now. In the event it has arisen, do you want me to call Scranton or not?
Well, I have to kind of owe it to Scranton, because I didn't know y'all were going to trade me out on it. You ought to ask me about that. I called Scranton and Rhodes the day before yesterday.
I see.
Asked them to lower the boom on Halleck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get Halleck to and see what other Republican votes they get, and they're going to get them and call me back. They haven't called me back.
I see.
If they could, tell them we've got the money in for the commission. It's a big step forward if they get Halleck to agree to let it stay in there.
All right, let me see if I can work that then.
So I'd call Scranton and call Rhodes in Ohio and ask them if they think they can do anything with the leadership. And they don't want them to say that we're calling, but we just want them to keep up because it affects their states, and we're very interested in it. They say it looks like they're going to get out today, but it's Halleck and Les Aarons, some of them, if they could talk to them, it'd be helpful.
All right, sir.
I think it's Scranton ought to be. Just say, looks like to me you ought to be in a position to make the Goldwater people come to your help now.
All right, sir. Now, one other thing. The Speaker is going to be confronting the press here, as he does every day before 12 o'clock. What kind of signal do you want him to give with respect to adjournment that he's
opposed? I wouldn't give any. I'd just say that it hasn't been worked out yet.
All right, sir. Now, in my talking with the Speaker, you want to have him resist the motion to adjourn, or just let it float it
I think I just tell him that we've got most of the things we need, and that he's not going to, he doesn't feel too strongly about one way or the other, and that's what I'd say to my press conference, that if they can get some of these bills out of the way, that he hopes they can get out.
All right, sir. Now, one other thing. In our fooling around with the press, I'm sure the questions are going to come thick and fast, and off your talk with the speaker, it's possible that some word of the possibility of pulling them back will come up. Any signals on that?
No, I wouldn't say anything at all about that, because I don't think it will. I don't think it's any possibility.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
The Corps put out a statement that it's sure as passage medical care next year because he thinks we'll get a real mandate.
Right. Now, Mr. President, at some point during the weekend, before you go down to North Carolina, I'd like to have about a half hour of your time to describe it. So
all right.
Shall I...
Tell Walter everything you can, because God, a half an hour is the most important thing in the world to me.
I know.
Tell him all you can, and come on in with him whenever you can.
All right, sir.